Welcome into the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast. Happy Friday, April 8th over here. This is episode number 13. I am your host, producer of the new and the used. I hope your week has been going really well and ready for the weekend. Or if you're a weekend worker, I hope you're ready to get your thing in. But, you know, I really appreciate those that have been listening to the podcast this week and been giving feedback over the past couple of weeks with the slight change in format. I'm working towards these little shorter consumable episodes where I've been kind of just highlighting different tracks that I've been into lately and just kind of having fun with that and been pretty heavy on the chill hop, you know, lo-fi girl, jazz hop vein. And I'm sure that'll slowly morph its way into some other types of lo-fi music. But right now, that's kind of where I've been working, just kind of the vibe I've been feeling lately. And yeah, just kind of having fun with that. So obviously wanted to remind you about the podcast website. That's anchor.fm/picklesandbeats. If you haven't had the opportunity to go, give a like and share and follow on there, or remember that'll lead you to, there's all kinds of links on there that'll lead you to your favorite major platform. But otherwise, if you're out searching on your major platforms, whether that's Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Twitch, YouTube, you can just type in Pickles and Beats and you'll be able to find us on there as well. But I'm going to go ahead and jump into it right away. We're just going to get into it. I got a lot of tracks here that I'm looking to highlight here on a Friday. And the first one we're going to kick off with is producers. It's a collaborative effort here. This is by Snug and Nuver. And the track is called Nightfall. And once again, you're right here on the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast, episode number 13 on Friday, April 8th. And we're just going to get it right in and we'll talk about it on the other side. So let's check it out. right, that was Snug and Nuver with the track called Nightfall. I really enjoyed this track. You know, as I each day or week or whenever I get that free time, I like to just go and listen to different podcasts. I listen to different playlists. I might listen to, you know, a release radar of some sort, maybe on Spotify or some new artists on, you know, Apple releases, or just try to hit a variety of different places to give a good listen to music. And then, you know, if it starts to stick out to me in some way, or I'm just, you know, touches me in some way, I'll be like, oh, I like this, and I'll throw it on my playlist and then come back to the podcast and listen to it in its full length and kind of get more of a breakdown. So here I am. You know, this drew me in initially because I like kind of the soft, clouded, you know, high cut piano, and then the drums. When those drums came in, I was like, yep, this is a track. So those drums kind of, I don't know if there's a lot of echo effect on the drums that kind of give it that feel, or just there's a lot going on. There's a lot of fill going on. And then, you know, it goes from that clouded kind of piano, high cut, to smooth and open, bouncy, and then back to the crowded effect, and then back to the bouncy effect again. Just a real head bob vibe. I really like that a lot. So great job on that track by Snug and Nuver. Once again, it's called Nightfall. And you're listening right here on the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast. This is episode 13 on April 8th. It's a Friday. So I hope you're, once again, having a great week and finishing off your Friday strong, whether you're listening to this in the morning on Friday or later in the day, or maybe even not on Friday anymore. But I really do appreciate you for giving a good listen and kind of just hanging out here with us. Remember, on anchor.fm/picklesandbeats, there are poll questions, there are ways you can leave me voicemails and text messages, and just kind of reach out to the podcast and let us know that you're there. It means a lot to us, so I really, really do appreciate that. I'm going to jump into the next little track here. It's called Moving On, and it's by the producer Elior, E-L-I-O-R. Moving on, right here on the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast, and let's give it a listen and break it down a little bit, and we'll talk about it on the other side. Here we go. Elior, with the track called Moving On. right here on the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast. And, you know, I think that one's pretty easy if you've been listening so far. I know kind of my vibe and what I'm into lately. That track fit easily. You hear that nice clean guitar right off the start, and then the drums coming in. It's that kind of lo-fi boom bap feel. And, you know, a little bit of that Wurlitzer electric piano. Not quite the Rhodes sound. I think it was more Wurlitzer sound. The melody on that guitar really stuck out to me and kind of spoke to me more than anything. Just not really too strong in, like, conviction, but it just kind of had that kind of morphing back and forth feel. And I really loved how the Wurlitzer, the electric piano there, kind of teased the melody along with the guitar. Just had a really great feel to it. Overall, the guitar drum breakdown in the center there with no bass at all. Just, I love the stripped down part of it. Just those are those little kind of things that speak to me. And so it stuck out to me when I was listening and threw it in the jar. So we're going to jump into the next track here. It's called Breakaway by the producer named Maveen. And we'll, of course, break it down on the backside. But just wanted to once again remind you about anchor.fm/picklesandbeats or on any major platform, just searching us out as Pickles and Beats. I'm your host. My name's Chris, or the producer named The New and The Used. You can find me on all the major platforms as well. So appreciate you listening. Let's jump back into some music and talk about it on the back end. Once again, this is a Breakaway by the producer Maveen. Let's check it out. That was Breakaway by the producer Maveen right here on the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast. You know, that one stuck out to me. I think overall the reason why I put that one in the jar was the Rhodes. There's a soft Fender Rhodes, those bells, that the bell sounds on the Fender Rhodes, I think just it's my secret language. I kind of listen to that and I'm just like, yep, this is it. And then that, again, very basic lo-fi boom bap kind of beat to the background to it. I don't feel like, you know, overall that track, I don't feel like that necessarily leads you in any certain direction for a long period of time. There's no really, you know, distinct, strong melody. It's just a lot of rhythmic based stuff, which, again, I mean, great for studying or kind of laid back, chill, kind of just vibing out in the car, maybe driving. It's just one of those kind of tracks, not something that takes a lot of mental ability to sit there and kind of try to focus on. It's more just like letting your mind kind of light go, you know, get light and kind of lay back and relax a little bit. And, you know, that's kind of my question to you. And I'm going to put that as a poll question today, you know, is, you know, when you're trying to relax or trying to, you know, study or, kind of find that vibe, what kind of music do you listen to? Are you listening to kind of lo-fi hip-hop like I'm listening to, or are you more of the atmospheric lo-fi? Do you like something with more of a stronger melody, more bop to it? What kind of stuff do you like to listen to when you're laid back vibing? You know, just using the word lo-fi isn't going to work in this situation, so I'm kind of curious, you know, overall what the overall group enjoys when they're trying to focus. But yeah, overall, great track by Maveen there. I loved the road stood out the most for me, so I really, really enjoyed that track. We're going to head on into the next track here. This is called Call You Soon, and that's another collaborative track here. This is a collaboration between Luke and Glimlip. Glimlip, G-L-I-M-L-I-P. And once again, this track is called Call You Soon, and we're going to give it a good listen, break it down on the back end. Got a couple tracks left for you right here on the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast. I'm your host, Chris, or the new and the used. Let's listen. That was Call You Soon with the collaboration between Luke and Glimlip right here on the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast. That track, I think, within the first couple seconds when I heard the voices, the little sampled voices in there, I was like, yep, I like this track a lot already. I want to give it a listen on the podcast. So I put it in the jar. But listening now, actually getting to listen to it all the way through, I'm really glad I put it on because... that piano sound, kind of the little breakdown there in the center. And when you really dig in and listen a little bit closer, at least the first half, you don't hear it as much, but the back half, you hear it a whole lot more, is the flute in there. That flute sounds really, really good. I'm hoping my ears aren't deceiving me, and it sounds like it's a live flute on there, rather than something being sampled or somebody playing a MIDI version of a flute. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong, but it overall sounded really, really good, so I liked that a lot. The drums also stuck out to me. They weren't really ahead, and they were laid back way far back in the mix, really light, but again, sounded like more live drums to me versus, a sampler or, drum kit pack or something like that, which is all great. I use them all the time too. I enjoy them, but anytime you get to see a producer sampling themselves playing drums and using that drum loop, I always enjoy that too. It's fun to watch because you don't see it as often anymore. It's definitely out there, and there are producers that strictly play only their own beats on drums. But I like a little bit of a mix between different ones, or maybe even just sampling yourself playing a hi-hat or sampling a bass drum sound and then playing it on the pads. Everybody kind of has their own method to the madness, I guess, or process in making this stuff. And, you know, that's one of them. But to me, it sounded like those drums were more live drums, kind of laid back in the mix, little live flute in there. It was awesome. So I really, really enjoyed that track from Luke and Glimlip called Call You Soon. We're going to finish off the podcast here with actually a recent release from Pickles and Beats here. Pickles and Beats as a publishing company and small independent label itself has only put out a couple tracks so far. So, we're not just a podcast. We do producing. All of my new and the used work is under Pickles and Beats Publishing. I've talked about way back early on in the podcast that pickles comes from being, my favorite snack. I love pickles. I've always loved pickles as a kid, and I love them as an adult. And so I also love my beets. So Pickles and Beets just seem natural to kind of come together. And, so I use that as my publishing name, and I put, the new and the used under that. But I also have been working to release music under the Pickles and Beets name because I really enjoy that brand, and I would love to be released in music. So every Friday for this foreseeable future, you'll also see a new release from Pickles and Beats. And so that's going to be no different. Today, right now, there is a brand new beat up from Pickles and Beats on all your major platforms, whether that's Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, all the major platforms will have it. It's a track here called Long Range, and it's from us right here, the Pickles and Beats podcast, and Pickles and Beats, the label. So give it a listen and enjoy it, and I'll talk about it a little bit on the back end in the process. Let's check it out. That was the latest release out today, brand new from us here at the Pickles and Beats label. This is the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi podcast portion of the label. So just kind of trying to grow a brand here. So if you're out there listening and you're enjoying what you've been listening to whether it's new podcast listener today or previous podcasts, please go on and find Pickles and Beats as a artist and label on all your major platforms and like and share some of that music if you enjoy that too. Getting any kind of feedback from you means so much to me, whether it's good or bad or just criticism or some critiques or maybe some suggestions even. I love it and I love to hear it. Can't always promise I'll use it all because I'm just having fun here and creating. and trying to build a brand in any scenario is never easy. So, you know, anybody liking, sharing, following, I appreciate you so much. We're going to wrap it up right there, though. Once again, this is the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast, episode number 13, right here on Friday, April 8th. I hope you're having a great week and have a kickoff that is going to go well for you this weekend and kind of get some relaxing time in, or maybe get a lot of work done if that's you. I know that's going to be me. Lots of work to do. Just wanted to again say thank you if you're brand new to the podcast. Thanks for coming in. And if you've been here a while, thank you again so much. I really appreciate you. You can follow us on all your major platforms as Pickles and Beats, or go to anchor.fm/picklesandbeats to our website, kind of a main website for the podcast. And there's, again, poll questions. You can leave a voicemail. You could, leave a text. Something maybe used in a future episode. But thank you so much. I hope you all have a great rest of your week and weekend. And I'll talk to you on Monday. Peace. Keep it lo-fi.